Star Trek Beyond.
You actually saw it. I'm impressed. I'm too scared.
Yes, we went and saw it last week, I think.
I'm literally scared about that one.
It was better than number two.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be much hard.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, the most important thing about it...
Waterworld was better than number two. Okay, maybe not.
The most important thing about this is it broke away from just repeating the old series of movies.
This is true. Yes, it wasn't a repeat. It was a completely separate... I think it was completely separate. I can't think of any attachments. Maybe minor attachments.
We shouldn't mention the appearance or otherwise of the ambassador, Spock.
Yes.
But we can't mention too many spoilers.
Isn't he dead?
Yes, he is.
No, that's sad.
I think in real life, probably most people know that Leonard Nimoy died, yes. And I think probably most people know that Anton Yelchin died, who plays Chekhov. So it was kind of sad.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, yeah. So it was a bit sad because, you know, he's dead and that was the last one we'll see him in. And yeah. But as the movie, yes, much better than number two.
Very entertaining, fast-paced, not surprising. Yeah. Directed.
It was directed by Justin Lin, who did heaps of the Fast and Furious movies and things like that. So...
And it didn't seem to drag too much. Well, I did think, the sequence of the end where they go through trying to stop the devastation happening to the...
That was all a little insane.
It did go on a bit.
It was written by Simon Pegg and someone who I can't remember.
Simon Pegg,
Pegg and someone wrote it. I really enjoyed it, but there are bits of it that made absolutely no sense... Such as ancient. Okay, this may or may not be a spoiler, so I'm just saying. So, ancient spaceship,
which
has been crashed on planet for possibly generations, which the crew of couldn't fix and fly off, but Scotty and the strange alien woman who doesn't know the technology are quite capable of fixing it and flying off and rescuing everything and the ship not falling apart. I did have a little issue with that.
But I did like the strange alien woman.
Strange alien woman was fabulous. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. She was played by Sofia Boutella, who played Gazelle in Kingsman, the assassin with the razor blade leg.
She was good too. Yes. Yeah, I was. I like
you Kingsman. Can't tell it's her.
The sequel.
Yes. Actually, you can't actually tell it's her because she's covered in so much makeup, but she was fabulous.
And not only was she a good warrior, she's also very good in engineering.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yep. It was very entertaining. Absolutely. It was very entertaining. There was a good bit, like I said, some completely insane, ridiculous, and entirely implausible bits, but hey, it was Star Trek, really.
Mm. Well, fans of the Expanse TV series will be glad to know that the UN ambassador turns up as a Commodore in the Star Trek movie, and she plays it to the hilt.
She's very good, yes.
Very good. Very
true. I'll have to actually finish watching Expanse. I did enjoy what I saw.
And if you ever did watch Next Gen, I'm pretty sure it was Next Gen, the Yorktown, which was a base, popped up. And so they have recreated Yorktown in that bizarre sense of, when you look at it, buildings are upside down and sideways because of, it's in space and they have
strange gravity. Bit, yes.
Yeah, that was fabulous to look at.
You get the feeling that everyone's using the same software they used for Inversion.
Possibly. Inception.
Except Inception, yeah.
Quite possibly. I mean, it looked fabulous. And, the special effects in terms of destroying things looked fabulous. And,
repeated the old disc separates from the rest of
Enterprise
to go crashing into the...
complicated manner. Yeah, they had to destroy. They hadn't destroyed an Enterprise recently, have they? Did they destroy the Enterprise in the last two? I can't really remember. I clearly didn't.
It's been a while.
Oh, they did last F1, didn't they? Didn't they crash it into...
I'm sorry, but...
crashed it into the bad ship in the last one, yeah.
Did they have to crash into something?
I have serious questions about a starship that's designed for deep space actually flying through atmospheres.
Oh, this was the one I was talking about. Yes.
You can do it. You just...
No,
you if you're give Scotty, up on physics. If you're Scotty, you can do anything.
Physics is for wimps.
Look, if you write the script or co-write the script, you can do anything.
It's the start of it's very amusing, though. It